AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Still needing water, but California is suddenly getting more of it than it can handle. The latest atmospheric river making its way over the Pacific from Hawaii.
The massive storm system drenching California has left some roads impassable. The raging floodwaters prompting several rescues. The heavy surf destroyed piers and left debris scattered across beaches. Powerful winds have uprooted trees and knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses.
Correspondent Danya Backus, forecasters expect more of these rain-dumping rivers over the West real soon. In Washington, 11 votes down, no majority yet for a Speaker of the House. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy still on the outside looking in, and members will be back at midday. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Despite all of these failed votes, there are some potential signs of progress. Negotiators have been huddling all day with some of McCarthy's opponents, and at least one GOP lawmaker tells CBS News it looks like a deal is starting to come together.
Damar Hamlin's doctors say the Buffalo Bills safety remains critically ill, but has shown big improvement. Now to Moscow, Idaho, correspondent Omar Villafranca reporting on new details of the killings of four Idaho University students and suspect Brian Kohlberger. Now they are in custody.
A roommate who survived told investigators she heard noise on the morning of the murders, and when she peeked out the door, saw a figure clad in black clothing and a mask that covered the person's mouth and nose walking towards her, and described the figure as a tall male with bushy eyebrows. A DNA sample found on a leather knife sheath at the scene was linked to a DNA sample police pulled from the Kohlberger's family trash bin in Pennsylvania.
In Miami Gardens, Florida, Thursday night, gunshots as a rap video was being filmed at a shopping center.
An altercation that led to the finger-licking location. There were some shots being fired and multiple victims were injured.
Inside the restaurant, outside?
Outside the restaurant.
Miami-Dade Detective Diana Gorge. In the Ukraine war, Russian President Putin has ordered his forces to observe a 36-hour unilateral ceasefire. That for the Orthodox Christmas holiday, Ukraine's government says it will not follow. In Mexico, a very big-name drug arrest.
Nicknamed the Mouse, El Chapo's son Ovidio Guzman Lopez is believed to be one of four sons running the Sinaloa cartel. He's said to have ordered the murders of informants, a rival drug trafficker, and a popular Mexican singer who refused to perform at his wedding.
Reporter Chris Fox. More than sibling rivalry involved as Britain's Prince Harry reveals more about his relationship with the royal family in a new memoir coming out in Dribs and Drabs, the latest drab. Allegedly, at one point, Prince William physically attacked Prince Harry.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 16. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 23. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 7 above. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, another wild day in Washington, D.C. David Rothkopf tweeting news. Kevin McCarthy proposes key concessions. He will babysit for Matt Gaetz' girlfriend one night a week. He will personally teach Boebert how to read, and he will arrange for Paul Gosar to be adopted by a family that doesn't actually hate him. You're right. Well, the headline over at The Banter, thebanter.substack.com, I think says it all. The GOP's poop-flinging monkeys continue flinging poop. I mean, just consider this. Nancy Pelosi had 220 members in her caucus, in her, 222 Democrats in the House. Right now, Kevin McCarthy has 222 Republicans in the House. Nancy Pelosi passed 327 pieces of legislation in 2 years. Kevin McCarthy can't even get elected as Speaker of the House. Bob Seska is referring to this at the banter as the Rodeo Clown Caucus, the insurrectionist, fascists, and weirdos who ever since 2016 can't stop cosplaying as Donald Trump. Amen. We've got a lot to talk about in the program today. It's what a wild ride, huh? The House, of course, is meeting right now. And again, I will keep you up to date so you don't have to, obsessively check C-SPAN. We will do it for you. And but the real reason the Freedom Caucus hates Kevin McCarthy is larger than you think. I want to share that with you in a moment. Also, what Hakeem Jeffries should demand if approached by Kevin McCarthy for support. A great list of things that people have been compiling these lists all over the internet. I'll share some of these with you that I endorse. And a crazy alert: will anyone be bringing a gun into the Capitol? Tomorrow is the anniversary of January 6th, and the metal detector is gone. We'll talk about that in the first hour. In the second hour, at the very top of the second hour, one hour from now, more or less, veteran war correspondent, American war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine, Phil Itner, will be live with us, internet gods willing, live from on the ground in Kyiv, Ukraine, with our weekly report on what the situation in Ukraine is. And also in the second hour, what happens if the Republicans never pick a speaker? What happens if the House of Representatives actually does not have a speaker, say, for months? It actually might be a good thing. I'll share that with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of the program, Nate Gowdy, a photojournalist who was attacked by the January 6th mob while he was on assignment for Rolling Stone magazine, has a new book of photos out of the January 6th insurrection. And he's got some wild stories to tell. He's going to drop by in our third hour for a few minutes at the top of the hour. And also, Russ Feingold is blogging and tweeting and texting and everything else about how the Senate, he's been a former senator from Wisconsin, how the Senate could fill more court seats. There's going to be in all probability, about 300 federal judges up for replacement this year. There's over 100 empty seats right now. And, well, I'll give you all the details in the third hour of the program. To start out, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "The Real Reason the Freedom Caucus Hates Kevin McCarthy is Larger Than You Think." And I think, actually, the best summary of that real reason is summarized in an open letter that Ginny Thomas and a whole bunch of conservative... These are the right-wing crackpots of the Republican Party. I mean, the far right, the hard right, the crazy right. They wrote an open letter yesterday to their colleagues in the House of Representatives, to Republicans in the House of Representatives, saying that they basically support preventing Kevin McCarthy from being Speaker. In other words, they're with the 20 insurrectionists in the House, most of whom, by the way, voted against democracy 2 years ago. In that letter, Ginny Thomas and friends write, "He has failed to answer for or commit to halting his coordinated efforts in the 2022 elections to promote moderate Republican candidates over conservatives." Now, what does this mean and why does this matter? Well, the moderate Republicans are the ones who believe that we should actually have a government. That Social Security, maybe we should let the banks get in on it. I mean, it's the moderate Republicans and the moderate Democrats, for example, who brought us 401ks and IRAs, individual retirement accounts, as a way of trying to wean people off of Social Security. And they're constantly trying to expand 401ks and things like that as a way of preparing Americans for the privatization of Social Security. But they're not just gung-ho, shut it down tomorrow. That's these crazies who, by and large, who are trying to, fight Kevin McCarthy right now. The moderate Republicans actually believe that there's a role for government. The conservative Republicans believe that the only role for government is to have a military, to have police, and to have a court system that can protect the wealth and basically the corporations of the morbidly rich. And this is very straightforward. You either believe in American government or you don't. In 1900, the American government represented between 2 and 3% of our GDP. Government spending was between 2 and 3% of GDP. Because in 1900, there was no income tax. We didn't get that until, 1913, 1918? I forget the year. I think it was 1918. And before that, all of our revenue, all of the federal government revenue was coming from tariffs, from taxes on imported goods, or the vast majority of it anyway, not all of it, not 100%, but probably well over 90%. And that's the world that the right-wing billionaires and the so-called conservative Republicans want to take us back to. I mean, literally, they want to undo big government. FDR, when we had the Republican Great Depression in the 1930s, FDR came into power, and with the New Deal, he introduced to Americans this new concept that was, a thing in Europe and had been since the 1890s in Germany, when they got their first single-payer healthcare system and nationwide education system, including free college. In Germany, that was the Kaiser. He wasn't even, it wasn't even a democracy at that point in the 1890s. But, Franklin Roosevelt said, hey, we can do that here too. And he gave us big government. Government spending now is about one-fifth. It's about 20% of our total GDP, our total annual GDP, is our government spending. And, as I said, prior to the 30s, it was 2 or 3%. So the billionaires are coming along saying, and by the way, because of that, we didn't have a middle class. There was no middle class in America until the 1940s. Well, there was. It was doctors, lawyers, it was the professional class. And it was very, very small. I mean, it was a tiny slice of the American population. It's probably well under 10%. And so, and there's a reason for that. There was no minimum wage. Unions were not legal. There was no social safety net programs. There was no unemployment insurance. There was no social security. There were no public schools. Well, there were a few public schools, but they tended to be in very wealthy neighborhoods. There was Medicare. There was no Medicare. There were no food and housing supports. Medicaid didn't exist. All this kind of stuff. You know, I mean, this is all the stuff that the New Deal and those policies that followed on it, that were continued by Eisenhower and Nixon and Lyndon Johnson and Jack Kennedy, added to America. In 1900, for example, fewer than 10% of homes had electricity. Fewer than 2% of people had telephones. Women still sewed their clothes and gave birth at home. We didn't have chlorination. Typhoid fever spread by contaminated water was a common affliction. 1 in 10 children died in infancy. The average life expectancy in the United States was 47 years. Fewer than 14% of Americans graduated from high school. Average income per capita in 1999 dollars in 1900 was $4,200 a year. So FDR comes into office and gives America big government, and boom, what happens? We start getting a middle class. By the 1950s, it was up to almost half of us. In the 1970s, it was 65% of us. It's now down to 45% of us as a result of 40 years of Reaganomics. But the right-wing billionaires want to take it down to zero. David Koch, when he ran for vice president on the Libertarian ticket in 1980, called for the repeal of all taxes, the end of Medicare and Medicaid, the end of any kind of compulsory insurance or tax-supported plan to provide health services, complete deregulation of the medical insurance industry, complete repeal of the so-called fraudulent Social Security system, abolition of the government post office. It just goes on and on and on, right? The abolition of the EPA, the Department of Energy, basically every federal agency, Department of Transportation, Securities and Exchange Commission, the abolition of the FAA, the FDA, the privatization of our public roads. They want it so that if you want to go, you want to go on a public road from your house to grandma's house, you have to pay a toll to some billionaire to use that public road. And that's the challenge that Kevin McCarthy is facing right now, is that these hardcore right-wingers want to take us back to pre-New Deal. They're literally trying to roll back the New Deal. And they've had quite a bit of success. As I mentioned, the American middle class has gone from being 65% of us in 1980 when Reagan came into office to 45% of us today. This is what the real battle is all about. And Kevin McCarthy is like giving everything he can to these guys, saying, okay, you guys who don't believe in government, you don't believe in the American government, you don't believe in so-called big government, you don't want an American middle class, you just want more tax cuts for billionaires. By the way, the right-wingers in Congress in the House just announced day before yesterday that if they get their guy for speaker, their first order of business is going to be another round of tax cuts for billionaires. I'm not making this up. The hot link to the article is in my piece at HartmanReport.com. Bottom line, the real reason the Freedom Caucus hates Kevin McCarthy is much, much larger than you think. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What should Hakeem Jeffries demand if he's approached by McCarthy for support? I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. Artificial preservatives, cardboard-like fillers, mystery meat meal? I don't want my dogs eating any of that. But many commercial dog foods are packed with these ingredients, which have been linked to health issues that can negatively affect your dog's lifespan. That's why I'm so glad that Louise found Nature's Blend. It's a premium freeze-dried raw dog food from Dr. Marty, a renowned veterinarian who's worked with celebrities and countless dog parents to support the health and happiness of their dogs. It has zero artificial preservatives, fillers, meat byproduct meal, or any of the junk food ingredients. Instead, it contains premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's designed to support your dog's youthful vitality, easy digestion, healthy skin, to help them experience a happy, active, full life at any age. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. May receive up to one additional text, stop, opt out.
Welcome back. So there's dozens and dozens of lists of, you know, what the Democrats should demand if they're going to collaborate or cooperate with the Republicans to have a House Speaker, basically, or to have Kevin McCarthy as a House Speaker. And while it's extremely unlikely that we're even going to get to this scenario where the Democrats could demand anything and the Republicans could or would give it to them, or Kevin McCarthy would. I mean, so far, McCarthy has been giving in not to what the Democrats want, but to what the billionaires want. He has, and in fact, here we've got big money now. McCarthy has a leadership pack. He's got a large political action committee with, I don't know, it's tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's got a lot of money. And he used that money in the 2022 election, in this election that we just had last month, or month before last. He used that money to support many moderate Republicans who were running for election. And the right-wing billionaires are really upset about that because, as I pointed out in the opening segment of this show, the so-called moderate Republicans think we should have a government. They just don't think it should be as big as it is, and they think it should do more for business and less for the average person and that kind of stuff. But they think we should have a government. The right-wing Republicans don't even think we should have, quote, big government. They just think we should have an army and the cops. And I mean, that's why they support bloated budgets for defense, and they'll fall all over themselves to appropriate more money for police and prisons. But they'll fight to the death, metaphorically speaking, to block any increase in food stamps. So what are the things that Hakeem Jeffries should demand? Randy SF over at Democratic Underground came up with a great list. And like I said, there's a bunch of these floating around the internet. His list is number one, a clean debt ceiling resolution. Number two, 50-50 party representation on all committees. Number three, George Santos resigns. Number four, full ethics investigation of Scott Perry and other insurrectionists. Number five, no impeachment votes unless real crimes are committed. Number six, metal detectors reinstalled. Number seven, Republicans and Democrats allowed to preside over the floor in the Speaker's absence. Number eight, no repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And number nine, all conditions in writing and release to the public. And Randy SF says, I can dream, can't I? And yeah, I mean, that's essentially what this is a dream. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. But I don't see any way that the Democrats are going to cut a deal with the Republicans on this, nor should they. And frankly, probably nor could they. Hakeem Jeffries this morning, I mean, just a classic quote. He was interviewed by somebody on, I believe it was CNN or MSNBC, and he said, we're just hoping that the Republicans can get along with themselves. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So they're about to start the seventh vote for Speaker. I'll keep you up to date on it, and I'll be picking up your phone calls on the other side of this break. What do you think about this, these flinging monkeys?
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all...
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for Nurse Aid certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 16. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 23. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 7 above. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Welcome back. Byron Donalds just nominated again, as the opposition to Kevin McCarthy. Byron Donalds, by the way, back in when he was running for Congress in Florida, he's a member of the House of Representatives from Florida. He was a member of the Florida State Legislature. And prior to that, in 1997, he had been arrested for possession of marijuana. And in 2000, he was arrested for bribery. And the bribery had to do with a bank. And apparently, I've seen so many different variations on this story, and the one I'm looking at right now is on CBS News, and it's just referencing a 2014 interview with a Fox affiliate. But it looks like the charges, the bribery charge, was expunged once he became a member of the Florida legislature and was put on the banking committee. But like I said, I need to do some more research on this and I leave it to you to see if you can find anything on this. But so that's the guy, and the voting has just started. McCarthy has 11 votes. Jeffries has 5. And, it's just going to be just like yesterday and the day before. And we'll see how many votes Donalds gets. We'll see if Kevin over the evening was able to bribe, which is, what he's doing. With these 20 members, the six hardcore and the 20 others, if he was able to bribe them into going along with him. So picking up your calls here, Pat in La Porte, Indiana. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I am just I'm hoping you watched last night when they were taking that yay and nay vote for whether they were going to adjourn for the evening or not.
I was watching it live.
Yeah, me too. And remember the big screen that they had up with all the tallies going? And, the newscasters did a great job of, focusing in on the different groups that were forming on the floor. I mean, we got to see the whole circus in action.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the big screen disappeared. And I was watching MSNBC, and they even commented that the chairwoman, the nonpartisan, whoever it is,
she's actually a Democrat. She's a Democrat from Louisiana.
Okay. Well, she gaveled the group, to order. And there were still like 15 people who had not yet voted, according to what I remember, on the big screen before it disappeared. And the yeas had it at that point, but there were still 15 people who had not yet voted. So I don't understand why that screen disappeared when there were still votes outstanding. And there was no 2 minutes left to vote, or warning given.
As best, and also there was the claim made that a number of Republicans actually changed their votes at the last minute, or even after the fact. I was watching MSNBC.
Were you watching MSNBC?
Yeah, and yes, I was. And they
even commented.
Yes, they did, like, but they were treating it very kind of gently, nobody wanted to trash Representative. What's her name? Johnson, I believe. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. She's new to me. Like I said, she's the Democrat from Louisiana, she's new to this job. I mean, Nancy Pelosi appointed her to be clerk. But I think they just didn't want to be picking on her. But it looked to me like she blew
it. Totally flustered.
Yeah,
totally flustered.
Like she just lost control of the process.
But did you notice that, notes kept getting passed to her through the entire process, not just during that vote?
Yeah, there's
it was like
there was somebody guiding her in how to do what she's doing, and I don't know if it was a parliamentarian or another member of Congress who's far more experienced or an aide or what. But yeah, I caught that too.
I thought it was such a weird ending. It was like the rules just got thrown out the window, and all of a sudden she's gaveling that it's over. And
yeah, I think she didn't. And then, she didn't want to have the fight, but who knows?
And my next thought was, instead of talking, like the newscasters started talking about Republicans versus Democrats, and I thought, why not spin this as, look at the fissure that is forming in the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah.
And how deep is that cut going to go?
Yeah, no, it is getting crazy. But just to finish the conversation about the vote, that was an electronic vote, the ayes and nays, yeas and nays.
Right, correct.
And the electronic vote is supposed to, when at the end of that 15-minute vote period, at the very end of it, the electronic vote is supposed to be locked so that people can't change their votes and they can't vote after that. I don't know who's in charge of pushing the button on the computer to lock the electronic vote. It clearly was not her. Whether it was under the control of a Republican or a Democrat or some staffer or whoever was in control of that electronic vote was the person who screwed that thing up or who allowed the Republicans to get away with changing their votes and adding last-minute votes. At this moment, I have no idea who that is. But that's my guess as to who the culprit is in that case.
Well, you know, when she did the gaveling, the Democrats and the Republicans were cheering, and the Democrats were, no, no, no.
Right.
I just thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was just...
Yeah, it really was.
I was so proud of democracy to that point.
It was the first step. Pat, I need to move along, but thank you for the call and for raising the little fascinating moments in this history that we're watching being made. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So I guess you could probably call what the Republicans are doing to... the MAGA Republicans are doing to the so-called moderate Republicans is a filibuster. I mean, this is basically a pre-House filibuster that is impeding the party from getting it together. But I guess what I wanted to also ask you about was, because there is no House, that people have to be sworn in before the business of the day can begin, isn't this an opportune time for Merrick Garland to get involved with Santos, because he hasn't been sworn in yet? And it looks like Brazil has opened the investigation on the check fraud scandal that happened 10 years ago. And so this would be an opportunity for him to say, look, you've got to account for whatever happens, because we have a treaty with Brazil. And DOJ should be picking him up and say, look, if they want you, you're going back.
Yeah, except that there has been no formal process out of Brazil yet. They have the local police department has reopened the investigation. But they have not come to a finding. And then once the finding happens, then there would be a letter of, there's some word that I don't recall, is not even an English word, that they would have to say, remark or something, R-E-M-A-R-C-H-E or something like that they would have to send to Washington, D.C. And then there's a whole song and dance that would lead up to extradition. And none of that has been initiated because there are no formal charges. I don't know if you caught it, but on last night I tweeted a meme. It was the first time I've tweeted a meme in years and years, and it was somebody else. It was floating around the internet. And it was McCarthy doesn't have the vote, Scalise doesn't have the votes, Biggs doesn't have the votes. There's only one man who can unite the Republican Party, neurosurgeon, Nobel Prize winner, and World War II hero George Santos. And then all these people started responding, going, yes, and the first American to walk on Mars, et cetera, et cetera.
One more quick question associated with that. I mean, if he is sworn in, can he legally have to go to Brazil if there is a warrant? I mean, does he get protected as a sitting congressman?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if he would have diplomatic immunity at that point or not. I don't think that members of Congress get black passports. But that's a good question to ask, like, Mark Pocan or Ro Khanna, who would know. I just don't know, Mark. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. From Mark to Mark, this is Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You answered a question I was wondering about for years, and we're about the same age. Since Ronald Reagan, $50 trillion has gone to corporations and 1%. And I think if the Democrats were smart, they'd be talking about that, asking where did that money go and where could it go had it been given to the people. And I think that's something they should run on, because the American people, we have no more to give. We've been giving welfare to the corporation 1% since Reagan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to make that argument.
Yeah, well, you know, Bernie makes that argument on a regular basis, but I agree with you, and you can't make that argument too often. I completely agree with you. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I think that the, just a comment on the second last person, that our government would treat somebody like Santos, like anybody else, if they committed a crime, they have to pay for it. But they would do a investigation themselves, or the prosecutor from Brazil would have to prove to them that there is a substantial case.
Well, that's part of the extradition process. I mean, when a country applies for extradition, you know, for and presumably Santos is an American, although I'm not certain of that yet. But assuming that he's an American, if they, you know, when any country applies for extradition, they have to build the case for the Department of Justice to respond
to. Right. But anyway, I was just going to quote the great philosopher of the 70s, Pogo, who said, "When I look at the Republicans up there, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us."
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't see a clear way out, and it's disturbing. But anyway, I was calling about the Florida Disaster Fund, the privatizing of their form of FEMA that they're doing. That the governor has been pushing the Florida. I've gotten commercials up here for the Florida Disaster Fund. So they can get around FEMA,
Bill,
we're
going to have to talk about that at another time. We just hit a break, but thanks for putting that on my radar screen. I'll see what I can dig up on it. Thank
You're
you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And Mr. Donalds, Congressman Donalds, just blocked Kevin McCarthy. He's up to 7 votes, so it's Kevin's toast again.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust big tech with solutions to our online privacy? I don't think so. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can sell your data to anybody they want. And that's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I never go online without ExpressVPN because they make sure my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location. They do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom. And you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Charles in Toll House, California. I said it wrong last time. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Yeah, I wish I were from Toulouse. You know, okay. That'd be nice right now, actually.
So what's up?
Anyway, Tom, thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I take some issue with your use of the word moderate for any Republicans in the House.
I understand.
I remind you that 140 Republicans, and most of them are still there, voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to use a qualifier, something like, you know, the moderate swamp creatures or something like that.
Or the so-called moderates, yeah. No, I totally understand what you're saying.
Mark, I think, used so-called moderate, something like that, but maybe a little spicier than so-called.
Yeah, we're kind of lacking a vocabulary here. The right, the Republican Party has swung so far to the right in the last, really, two decades. You know, it's, I mean, it started under Reagan, but it has, the rise of all these so-called grassroots groups that are funded by the right-wing billionaires. You know, first the Tea Party, that was the big swing, was in 2009 when America elected a black man as president. And that was when the Oath Keepers were created, that was when the Tea Party was created, that was when a lot of the right-wing infrastructure came into being, or really, you know, came into its own. And, you know, the consequence of that is that we've got a Republican Party that is not only openly promoting bigotry and hate and racism and misogyny and homophobia, but we've got a Republican Party that is absolutely, almost 100%, probably 100%
voting in lockstep with the desires of the billionaire class and big corporations, you know, to the detriment of the average American, the average working person.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you're talking, when you're comparing somebody to Paul Gosar, it's pretty hard to call them moderate because they're a little bit to the left of him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Good talking to you, Charles. Thank you. Mary in Mill Creek, Washington. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you know, I have to say I've been watching, you know, the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have concerns. This is third in line for president.
That's right.
This is a serious freaking matter. And I get the kind of how we as Democrats are reveling in a bit in the Republicans' dysfunction. But, I mean, McCarthy was implicated with during the January 6th hearings. Got no business being in line to president.
Well, he actually condemned. I mean, you know, he wasn't like, you know, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, yay, and allegedly giving tours to people before the insurrection. He spoke very strongly against Trump right after that happened. You'll recall. That's one of the reasons
after
why these guys hate him.
After he went out and thumbed up the crowd, like, yeah, way to go, guys.
Thinking of Josh Hawley. That was not Kevin McCarthy. That was Senator Hawley who did the thumbs up.
McCarthy. I think I'm correct that McCarthy was out there, too.
No. Kevin McCarthy was not. He was not encouraging the crowd. He was not whipping them up. He was not one of the speakers. I think he was blindsided by it, and he was very pissed off, and he gave a speech afterwards that specifically named Donald Trump and condemned him. And then within 2 weeks, he had crawled down to, well, he flew, but you get the point, down to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
and prostrated himself before Donald Trump, kissed his shoes and whatever other parts, Trump demanded of him, and there you go. So.
I just think that in the process of the process, mm-hmm. we all as Americans need to remember this person is going to be third in line to the presidency.
I mean,
we have to take it seriously.
I agree. But it is not the job of the Democrats to bail out the Republicans from their own dysfunction. I'm paraphrasing Hakeem Jeffries.
No, I totally get that. No. I totally get that. I just think that, you know, I actually got to the point where I couldn't even watch MSNBC last night because they were almost, it was like a party the way they were celebrating the dysfunction of the Republican Party. And I get that they're kind of like our pep, you know, it's kind of like the pep squad in high school. They're here to rally the truth.
Right. No matter what,
excited. Yeah, but I thought nowhere has anybody just grasped the concept. The third line to president.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It is a very, very serious and frankly solemn thing, and it's not being treated that way by these people. I get that, Mary. Mary, thank you for the call. A very thoughtful call. We will continue our conversation with a veteran war correspondent from Kyiv, Phil Itner, on the other side of this break, and then we'll get back to your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASA.